Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jeff Fry. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jose Malavi. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Vaughn Eshelman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Lyle Mouton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Karkovice. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Magrain. And now, play ball. Jeff Fry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fry hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Durham strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Canseco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Nehring hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stanley hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-1. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Malavi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Malavi hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 0-for-1 in the game. Fry hits a line drive into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Tinsley. The throw from Karkovice and he is safe. Tinsley steals second. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. One out. Ozzie Gielen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nehring strikes out. Two outs. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Nehring reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mouton is 0-for-1 in the game. Mouton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham moves to third. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Malavi is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Malavi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Malavi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tinsley hits a line drive into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Fry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fry is 0 for 2 in the game. Fry takes first base on ball 4. Malavi moves to second. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Malavi moves to third. Fry moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0 for 1 in the game. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Karkovice reaches second base with a double. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nehring is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mouton strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Leary is hit by the pitch. Jose Malavi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Malavi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Malavi hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tinsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tinsley hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. O'Leary moves to second. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Leary scores. Tinsley moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Tinsley scores. Fry moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn is walked intentionally. Bill Simas now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fry scores. Valentin scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nehring strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Jose Malavi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Malavi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Malavi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 0-for-2 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry misplays the ball. That's an error on Fry. Tartabull moves to second. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Karkovice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Karkovice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Snopek moves to third. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snopek tags and scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eshelman fields it and throws to first for the out. Karkoviche moves to second. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eshelman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brian Kaiser now pitching. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tinsley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fry hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanton now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Nehring reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mouton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mouton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nehring is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hudson now pitching. Alex Delgado now catching. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0 for 3 in the game. Snopek strikes out. one out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkovice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.